7:48, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker, and Saints training camp, first practice in the books. Steve Geller, WWL sports director and host of Sports Talk on WWL, getting up early for us this morning. Hey, Steve.
How's it going, Dave?
It's going all right. I heard things at camp yesterday, multiple reports saying that Tyler Shuck looked like a rookie, but Spencer Rattler looked like a veteran. And I guess that's not surprising for at least the first practice in an NFL uniform for Shuck. And for Spencer, he started, what, six games last year?
Yeah, I was, though, surprised because it was definitely the worst session I've seen from Shuck going all the way back to rookie mini camp, OTAs, and then, you know, mandatory mini camp for this team. Coming up the first day of training camp, Tyler Shuck definitely had a rough go. We saw, probably would have been sacked twice. There was definitely one time he even slipped and fell at the line taking a snap. Had a few misses. Some balls weren't pretty that he was thrown. There weren't a ton of reps yesterday in a shortened session, but Spencer Rattler, who ran with the first team offense, definitely looked much sharper and on point, ready to go compared to the rookie Tyler Shuck. But the head coach Kellen Moore explained to us too after practice that these reps with the first team are going to be divvied up all throughout camp as they try to figure out who's going to be this starting quarterback. So today is Tyler Shuck's day. The rookie will get his chance to redeem himself as he gets to run with the first team.
All right. Well, so maybe it was just a bad day. Everyone has a bad day at work every now and then.
Right.
And maybe it's because he was with the backups. Maybe today with the first teamers, he'll do better. I guess we'll have to wait and see. How much should we read into what we saw yesterday? And how much are you looking forward to seeing today to kind of give us a clearer picture of things?
Yeah, I was really surprised yesterday. One, from the weather, we got a break thanks to the cloud cover. Was a blessing to be out there and not being pummeled by the sun. But it was a shortened session as well, and that was another thing that Coach Moore said, this ramp-up period as we get ready for pads on Monday, that to expect yesterday's session as well as today's session to be a little shorter than usual that we're going to see during training camp. They still got some decent work in, and, you know, seeing Spencer Rattler, he's definitely had that eye of the tiger about him, that focus. He carries himself with that swagger. And it's been really, really interesting to see that on the field. Right now, you know, it's we know this race is going to be ongoing into the preseason games. But if you got to pick a starter right now, it's going to be Spencer.
That may surprise some folks. Steve Geller on the live line with us. When we come back, I'll ask him, how much different is training camp now versus how it was under the other Saints coaches where Steve got to see training camp? We'll talk about that and some of the other position battles for you after we check on WWL traffic. Joe, looks like they got that last wrecked vehicle up on the tow truck on the spillway. 4 in front of 8, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Steve Geller is heading out to Saints training camp for practice number 2 today. Yesterday, it was Spencer Rattler who looked like the better of the quarterbacks. How different is practice being handled now versus the last two coaches that you got to see run Saints training camp?
Yeah, the two things that stood out to me yesterday was definitely the tempo of how they get in and out to the next drill seems to be a lot quicker. So it's a lot more up-tempo, quickly moving on to the next thing they've got to accomplish. And then just a little difference of where certain position groups are working out on the side of the field. Typically, the defensive linemen and offensive linemen were way towards the end of an end zone where we really didn't get to see much. Yesterday, it was amazing to see like the O-linemen, you know, taking, you know, snaps together right in front of us. So that's a little bit of differences there. But other than that, yeah, we're waiting now just till Monday, really, till we get in full pads to get that really, you know, the action starts popping then.
All right. And we talked about the quarterback battle. You think Rattler right now has the upper hand. We'll see if that changes today with Shuck getting to take snaps with the first team. What other position battle would you say is the number two most important you're watching?
Well, after looking at the roster yesterday and seeing the guys out there, I got really concerned with the tight end position, Dave, because we know that Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau are starting right now on the physically unable to perform list. Then you had a young guy in Dalen Holker that retired. That's three bodies down right there. So Juwan Johnson, you have as your main guy. God forbid anything happens to him, because behind him, there's just a lot of guys that are not familiar with this team, that either veteran guys that have been elsewhere or young guys trying to make a name on this roster. They brought in a defensive end and also – a safety after the retirement of Tyrann Mathieu. I wouldn't be surprised if this team goes out on the free agent market and tries to bring in a veteran tight end presence, just because, like I said, the depth there just really is lacking to me.
All right, we'll be listening to you and all the guys on Sports Talk today at 4 o'clock to hear how today's practice went and how that quarterback battle is shaping up. Meanwhile, Steve, it is National Tell an Old Joke Day. You got an old joke for us?
Man, I've been waiting for this moment. My kiddo won Father's Day, gave me a stack of dad jokes that I have on my desk. So I pulled off the first card for you guys, and it says, "What do you call a pony with a sore throat?"
Someone else just texted this one in. What do you call a pony with a sore throat?
A little horse.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for that, Steve. Have a great day out at training camp. Hopefully you stay dry and you stay cool and everything works out. We'll be looking forward to hearing y'all on Sports Talk tonight at 4.
Thanks, Dave. Who dat?
Who dat, indeed. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker.